Nazir Perkimel Mishnah Hey. Misha Nazir Vahu Bevesak Kvar. This person accepts upon himself Naziris, and he's in a cemetery. Afilu Hayasham Shloshim Yom. Even if he's in the cemetery for 30 days, Ein Olin Lo Min Aminyan. We do not count these 30 days that he's in the cemetery as part of the 30 days that he needs to count. Ve'enu Mevi Karban Tumah. Nevertheless, even though we don't start the counting, because like Tfarisol points out, it's no different. It's even stronger than a case where a person is, we said in the previous Mishnah, by Chutz La'aretz. He has to come to Eretz Yisrael, and then only then can he start counting the minyan of Naziris. So too, here all the more so, where this Tumah is Tumah D'oraisa, where he's in a Beis HaKfaris, he also doesn't start counting the 30 days, and it doesn't count as the minyan of 30 days. Ve'enu Mevi Karban Tumah. However, although a Nazir is not allowed to enter Beis HaKfaris, Beis HaKfaris is not something that if he enters, he has to bring a Karban Tumah. And also the Beis HaKfaris is not something that he would, after entering a Beis HaKfaris, a Nazir has to shave and start the whole process again. The Rav says that if he does, he's Chayv Malkusi. If he's warned, he's not allowed to. It's an Issa D'oraisa. But it doesn't uproot the whole Naziris. And therefore, like Taisus Anta brings the Rambam, if he becomes Tameh with a Tumah that the Nazir is Megaleachala, let's say he touches a dead body, he does not have to bring a Karban Tumah. Because the Rav points out that the only time you bring a Karban Tumah is when you started counting. And this guy that was in the Beis HaKfaris the whole time, if he now leaves the Beis HaKfaris, or let's say he's even in the Beis HaKfaris and he touches an actual dead body, he doesn't have to bring a Karban Tumah. Yotze v'nichnas. If, and the Rav points out what this means, like the Gemara explains, is that if he goes out and he's tahar, and he goes into the mikvah, and he does what he needs to do, and then he goes back into the Beis HaKfaris, v'nichnas means he enters back into the Beis HaKfaris, olin lo min aminyan. That he was now in the Beis HaKfaris, after he started the Torah process, it will count. Because the Beis HaKfaris, since it's not something that's sosa, the Beis HaKfaris is not something that uproots, it's not the most chomer type of tumah, it counts as part of the 30. If he's there when he starts, it doesn't start the counting of 30. But once he already starts, once he's at one point tahar, and then he goes into the Beis HaKfaris, it doesn't uproot, and it continues. Umevi Karban Tumah. And now, if he now, after he's Tameh from the Beis HaKfaris, which doesn't uproot Naziris, if he now goes and becomes Tameh for something that does uproot Naziris, like he touches a dead body, now he would bring a Karban Tumah and uproot it. Because the Beis HaKfaris is almost looked at, when we look at the whole process, it's looked at like he's Tahar. Because the Beis HaKfaris is not one of the things that a Nazir shaves on and brings a Karban for. So therefore, since he had that time period where we look at it like he was Tahar in a certain sense, and now he really becomes Tameh with the type of Tumah that Nazir is Megaleach, he now has to bring a Karban Tumah. Rabbi Eliezer Amir Lo Bo Bayom. However, there's one exception. Rabbi Eliezer says that if it's the very same day that he started counting where he was totally Tahar, so let's say he's totally Tahar, goes to the mikvah, shaves, whatever he needs to do, and now he starts counting. And that very same day, he becomes Tameh, he touches a dead body, he has to shave again. That day does count. In other words, we make an exception for the very day that he's Tameh, and we will count that as part of the 30 days. So even though he started counting and he messed it up, that first day still counts as part of the 30. Why? It's Gzeiras HaKosef. Shenemar, Vayom HaRishonim Yiplu. The first days will fall. The days won't count. When do they fall? Achu Lo Yamim Rishonim. Until it's days. But if it's only one day, then it doesn't fall. The only thing that falls after a person becomes Tameh is when there's a multiple amount of days, meaning more than one day. But if it's only one day, that counts, Gzeir Sekosuv. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer on this.